WrestleMania!
What?
What? Goofy, it is WrestleMania time. What do you think about that, sucker?
Good.
Yeah. Yes. WrestleMania what? 29? It's the day before WrestleMania 29, and how the hell are you feeling, Isaac?
Okay.
I'm feeling great. Can you tell?
No.
What are you talking about? I'm gonna go crazy. Bam. How the hell are you feeling out there, people?
Good.
Hope you're feeling as charged up as me. Yeah, and it's WrestleMania time. Are you ready, Isaac?
Nope.
Let's go.
It's going down tomorrow. WrestleMania 29. What do you think, people? You like that intro? WWE Family Podcast. We are psyched for WrestleMania 29. And we're going to go crazy today. Where's my list? We got it right here. We got our predictions. Oh, it's going down. We are getting pumped. Everybody out there, thank you for listening. Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, United States, UK, Canada. We getting hits all over the place. I mean, everybody who's downloading, please, awesome. Love it. Go to this. Actually, I'm so charged up, man. This podcast is sponsored by GetInTheCorner.com, that crazy podcast that I am on. And sometime Isaac visits, right out?
Nope.
I am your boy Yuck Nasty on Twitter. And this is Ike Nasty, my 10-year-old son. And we're going to give it to you live today. We're going to play all the WrestleMania promos. Got them all synced up from the best ones from Raw on April 1st and the best ones from SmackDown from last night on the 5th. And what do you want to do, Isaac? You going to put the damn game down or you're going to go podcast with your daddy?
I'm listening.
All right, well, let's get into it. How are you feeling, boy?
Good.
How was school yesterday?
Good.
How's your teeth feeling after you got on them teeth pulled?
Hurt.
You got 3 teeth pulled at the dentist, what, 2 days ago? Yep.
Yeah.
On Thursday, yeah. So how's your mouth feeling today?
Kind of okay.
Kind of okay. He's eating solid foods today. Had a lot of potatoes. What? Jello? Huh? Pudding? Huh? Pudding? Huh? Soup?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. You ate some ramen noodles last night.
Last night, soup.
Yeah. And then we started watching. What movie we watched last night?
Underworld.
Yeah, Underworld. The new one?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get into it. Are you ready? We'll start off. First, Cena came out on Raw talking crap, and it was kind of, you know what, say, last year I would have said Fruity Pebbles and this shirt and blah, 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 but this year I'm focused crap, and this other crap, right?
Yep.
All right, we're going to play what The Rock said after that, because he came in kind of crazy, huh? With the championship belt over him. I don't know. I didn't like the belt at first, but I like it now.
Me too.
Yeah?
John,
this
Cena
was a good one.
John, you come out here earlier. You're angry. You're mad.
You didn't see this one, did you?
No, I didn't see any of it.
All right, then put the game down and watch.
The exact same things you said last year at WrestleMania.
See? He's talking
and what happened? You got beat. Last week, you ran your mouth and got in the Rock's face. What happens?
Yep.
I planted you with a rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
And come this Sunday, when that bell rings, your time isn't going to be now. Your time is never.
Uh-oh. Whatever.
John.
He's going to come
out. It's not about redemption. And it damn sure ain't about passing the torch.
Did you hear that?
About it, John. The only way.
Yeah,
hold on, so.
This torch is that The Rock takes it, holds it up high. He douses it with gasoline. He lights it on fire.
Yeah,
he
see.
Rolls it up into the biggest fireball you've
ever
seen.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this one before.
And he Duraflames this some bitch and sticks it right up your candy ass.
Yeah, see? I like that. He ain't passing the torch. Oh, did you see that little freaking little kid said, bitch?
I know.
John, this Sunday.
I can't.
This Sunday
lips.
At WrestleMania.
What's happening?
No mistake about it. No
what are you doing?
I've seen this one before then.
You're
I
not
know,
just
but
facing
this
the
is
Rock.
Podcast.
No.
I know, I'm just saying.
You're not
I
just
never
facing 80,000 strong sold out. No. But you're facing a bond. You're facing a connection that you have no idea how big it is worldwide because you're facing The Rock and the millions.
Millions.
And millions.
He's pumped, ain't he?
I said you're facing The Rock and the millions.
See that?
John
and Cena got
booed
when he came out.
The Rock has already found what he's looking for. You've just seen it. You just heard it. Because
yep.
The bottom line is this. The Rock lives for that connection. And that this Sunday at WrestleMania, you cannot deny the will of the people.
Yeah. I mean, this.
You cannot beat The Rock.
This is a good promo. Talked about passing the torch. Forget that. And he got charged. Look at him. But I still think he's going to lose, and I still think The Rock sucks.
I know John Cena is going to lose.
Come on, give your last statement so we can keep going, Rock. Look, he hears him.
If you're some man, what the Rock?
What's he doing? I think we missed the look at the camera. Ah, Mr. Eyebrow. Look at him smiling.
He's cooking.
Yeah, I give it to him, man.
It's almost like a tale of two different superstars here tonight.
Exactly.
And it's confident,
totally different than last year. Remember last year he came out singing? Hey, there's no singing for this time. Look, he's going nuts, huh?
Yeah. It starts at 4 p.m., Dad.
7 Eastern, so 6 Central our time. That's the pregame. That's the tailgating, you know, like they do
so
here
what,
at Lambeau.
So what time is the real thing? 7
I don't know. So, no. Yeah, probably like 7. All right, so that was a good one. We missed one. He was talking about, I'm going to be in the White House. He was talking, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Not President Obama or President Barack. It's going to be President The Rock. Yeah, that was in that promo, too, so. That was a good one. Do we have anything else from Raw that night? Oh, yeah. And this one. When CM Punk, what he did to The Undertaker.
Oh,
your historic title reign lasted well over 400 days. But the pain waiting on you at WrestleMania is going to last an eternity.
It's going to last an eternity.
Remember, Punk, it was you who decided to make this personal. And for that, you will suffer.
Yeah, brother. What does that say?
Defeating
I
you.
I couldn't read it fast enough.
At WrestleMania,
R.I.P.
Mm-hmm.
Rest
is
in
no
peace,
longer
CM
good
Punk.
Enough. The disrespect that you've shown Paul Bearer will cause you to pay the ultimate price.
Undertaker.
And you just may be right. In my current
state of mind.
Mind. The streak.
It may come to an end Sunday.
Uh-oh. Did he just say that?
Yeah.
But you will never live to talk about it.
Here it goes.
You saw this?
Yeah, Daddy. He pretends he's one of those guys.
So now all of a sudden, what are these guys? They look like little... They look like freaks with robes, with torches. The lights get dim. Oh, there's only two with torches and the rest just come down. Mm-hmm. How many are there? One, two, there's like eight of them, huh?
Minus one, because one's CM Punk.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Minus one.
Here we go. Uh-oh, Paul Bearer? Is that him? Oh, he's out with the urn. Now the Undertaker gets pissed. Look at the smirk on Paul Bearer's out there holding the urn. Here comes the Undertaker. Now he gets close. What is he going to do? Start thinking all these guys around here, huh? One of these got to be CM Punk, so I'm gonna start knocking them all down. Look at—he's looking for Punk. Oh, there he comes behind him.
That's Punk.
It is.
Punk.
That's CM Punk.
That's CM Punk.
That's CM Punk.
He was disgusting.
Now he's kicking his ass. I mean, butt. So he says, "Give me the urn." Paul Bearer, who's that then? That's got to be Paul Heyman, huh?
Yeah, it's Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman dressed up like Paul Bearer. Look, Undertaker's crawling for the urn after Punk just hit him with it. Nah.
Because he wants it bad, that's why.
Bam! This better be a good match.
It's over! It's over, dead man! It's over with!
That's right. Now he's going to dump the urn on him. And that's what ends. Look at Paul Heyman. That's Paul Bearer. So that was a good promo. What did you think of that?
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool? We'll start. We'll do one more from Raw and then we're out of here. Oh, I just got rid of it. No. We're going to SmackDown. We're going to SmackDown. You ready for that?
Yeah.
You ready?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Right away. What's one of the biggest matches that nobody's talking about, really? Well, some people are. Ryback versus Mark Henry. There's no belt or nothing. This is going to be a match between these guys. Me. Here it comes, Steve. There's the Beast. Right there, Ryback! Am I gonna get silly with your dad again?
Probably when I don't have my phone with me.
You stink. Let's kick Isaac's butt, because he
65 points in one
game! I don't
game.
Care, just give me the damn phone, you punk. And watch Ryback kick. The oxen. Yeah!
What collision course Ryback is set for this Sunday at WrestleMania?
There we go.
Welcome everyone to Friday Night
SmackDown. So SmackDown, let's see what happens. Who does Ryback fight on SmackDown?
I don't know.
Man, he's a monster. Ryback fights two people again, huh? What does he fight? Oh, hold on.
Go back, Daddy.
Hold on, let me see.
Well, you got
What for Jesus believes this kid, oh. Oh, he's fighting Primico. Primico and Epibromo.
We'll go all the way back there.
No, we're not doing
that. Ryback could fire Mark Henry that high in the air at WrestleMania. Tremendous counter there, though, by Primo and Epico, able to sweep the legs of Ryback. Come up with that big...
Is there any promos for them? Let's see.
MetLife Stadium.
Ooh. What did he say? Mark Henry's going to get shell-shocked? Let's see what else happened. What else happened on Raw or SmackDown? Anything good? They talk about the Hall of Famers. Okay, that's great and all. Let's see what this is.
Versus Triple H. We'll have his longtime friend, Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels, in his corner. Triple
Shawn
H's career
Michaels
is on the line
corner.
Versus Brock Lesnar Sunday at WrestleMania.
Why does Shawn Michaels need to be a part of this? They always got
to
make Shawn Michaels a part of it.
Triple H's mind that his two of his best friends, Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels, both were retired at WrestleMania. Paul Heyman, arguably the greatest manager of all time, has painted Triple H in a corner. Brock Lesnar could make sure it's the last time we ever see Triple H.
And if it is, Triple H would be a shoe-in.
Who is this, Bruno Santino?
Year out. I think that statement
is that who they're putting in to the Hall of Fame?
As a consummate professional and dedicated family man, Sammartino was a role model
Sam
to
Martino.
Millions.
What I call him, Bruno Santino?
The reigning champ was even honored a private audience with the Pope.
Yeah, whatever his name is, he went and saw the Pope. Yeah.
Sammartino was my father's favorite performer. Was his father's favorite performer?
A powerful gentleman, and someone who carried the championship with pride and honor.
While Bruno's cumulative championship reign of 4,040 days is arguably his most impressive accomplishment, it pales in comparison to the
living legend. Well, that's good for him. I mean, I'm looking around. There's not too much else happening at SmackDown that's important. We're going to jump ahead and cut back to other things. You know, we got...
What did we miss?
Yeah, we did. We miss a lot. I found some press conferences. Yeah, look at that good boy, Bobby Reno over there laying down on a kitty. So I found CM Punk's press conference.
When?
It's for WrestleMania. So I'm going to watch this and see what he says. It says he makes a statement at WrestleMania.
If you don't know by now, you should. My name is CM Punk. I'm not here to bore you with stories about the pyramids or any kind of insane story about seals in Antarctica or anything like that. What I'm here to do is tell you that WrestleMania is about legends. And obviously I'm a little bit different than most of the other legends. You will see grace this stage or perform in the ring on Sunday night at WrestleMania. For 20 years, for over 20 years, The Undertaker has been a legend here in the WWE, and at WrestleMania, his undefeated streak obviously is legendary. But to me,
right,
legends
we'll start
just
over
like streaks
you.
And records.
All right, here we go. CM Punk's press conference. You hear it? This is why I love Punk.
If you don't know by now, you should. My name is CM Punk. I'm not here to bore you with stories about the pyramids or any kind of insane story about seals in Antarctica or anything like that. What I'm here to do is tell you that WrestleMania is about legends. And obviously I'm a little bit different than most of the other legends you will see grace this stage or perform in the ring on Sunday night at WrestleMania. For 20 years, for over 20 years, The Undertaker has been a legend here in the WWE, and at WrestleMania, his undefeated streak obviously is legendary. But to me, legends, just like streaks and records, are meant to be broken. So Sunday night, CM Punk versus The Undertaker is not only what everyone's going to be talking about come Monday morning, it's what everyone's going to remember, and it is going to go down as one of the legendary matches at WrestleMania. And
I will not only
break The Undertaker's streak, I will break The Undertaker.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. Look at that. That's what I'm talking about.
Thing that he has said professionally, but he still sucks.
Yeah, he's a freaking beast on the microphone, ain't he? You got to give it to him.
He still
still stinks.
Yeah, he's the man. CM Punk is the man.
I think that is the first time I've seen him act professional.
Me too.
Yeah, he acts professional a lot.
How can I say it politely? A douchebag?
A douchebag. Yeah, remember, this is the WWE family, all right?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you know.
How about a bad person?
Let's see what The Rock says.
A retard.
Whoa, you naughty girl. What is wrong with you? Something is wrong with him. Is that what you're trying to say?
There's lots wrong with him.
Well, here, I'll show you man's. Your man's talking about him and Cena.
Just landed and I pulled up and I tweeted, if I can make it here, I can make it anywhere. When I saw the big marquee, the WrestleMania marquee, okay. That's right above here. This historic Radio City Music Hall. I thought it was one of the coolest things that I'd seen. 15 years ago, I started my career in, of all places, my very first night working for the WWE, my debut in the WWE. New York Giants in the house. I see that. Yes. My debut, Giants, right? Okay, good. Just making sure. Long flight. My debut in the WWE was in Madison Square Garden. And
what'd you say?
You know, oftentimes in our business, in our crazy business of sports entertainment, professional wrestling, you would have your debut in sometimes a flea market or barn or high school gym. I had the privilege of having it in Madison Square Garden. And since then, hell of a lot has happened over the years, over the 15-year career that I've been really fortunate to have. And for everything to come back full circle, back here now in the New York, New Jersey area, to perform at MetLife Stadium as a WWE champion, in a business that I love, in a business that's ingrained in my blood. Many of you, I look out and I see many familiar faces that I see who have known me over the years. My grandfather, if you don't know, my grandfather used to wrestle for Vince McMahon's dad in the 70s. My dad wrestled for Vince McMahon in the 80s, and I came along and I screwed the whole thing up. When I started wrestling for Vince McMahon, too, in the 90s, in the mid to late 90s. So there's a really proud lineage and heritage that I have in this world. And for it to come full circle, for me to come back. This point in my career. Become WWE champion and give back to a business that I love and give back to a business that... that I wouldn't be the man I am today without this business.
But
means
instead of
so
four,
much to me.
I came for
so
this area.
So there's such a
says,
really cool, deep rooted connection.
Yeah, he's not meaning fur like an animal's
that I
fur.
Have with not only this business, but this event that's going to take place this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. On a personal level, I know what this event means to the McMahon family. I know what this event means to Vince McMahon's dad.
Come on.
Who's
blah, blah, blah.
Watching now from heaven. Right, and I know what it means to my own grandfather.
And his grandfather? Yeah, I know. Stop kissing everybody's butt, boy.
Who never had this.
See, that's why I like Punk, man. He just comes out and says, yo, this is how it is. I'm a legend killer. I'm going to take him down. I'm going to kill him. And this guy comes out. And we're not watching Cena either, because Cena's going to say the same crap.
No, he's not.
Is he?
No.
What?
No.
Cena's going to say the same thing.
No, that's Mark Henry.
Let's see what Mark Henry says. All right, let's see if he
comes. Okay, I'm going to cook.
All right, thanks.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, man, he came out smiling, too.
As you all know, I'm Mark Henry. I'm the strongest man in the world. Oh, and as easily as you see this smile, it can leave my face in a heartbeat.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Let's act like this stuff's real.
And right back, he made an attempt.
You know?
At breaking my world record, and he almost got broken. I'm very proud to be born from Texas.
Yeah, see, I like this.
But I live right here in Harlem, New York.
Boo!
Why are you booing him?
Because he sucks.
I see a couple of people that ran into me on the street in Harlem. I see And I appreciate our fans.
Y'all.
I want our fans to respect us.
Go ahead, dude. Do it.
But there is no greater stage than WrestleMania. I've been with this company for 17 years.
17.
And it's 17 of the best years of my life.
He can still smash people.
And I will not go on a stage in New York, New Jersey, and embarrass myself. Ryback is in a lot of trouble.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a press conference. That's what I'm talking about. That's a good press conference.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Does Brock have a conference? I wonder, did Brock Lesnar do a press conference?
Triple H
did. Not watching Cena's. Let's see what Triple H said.
Okay.
Alberto Del Rio probably comes out and kisses butt.
No. No, like... Yeah. Oh, Ryback has one.
Where, you seen it?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful belt buckle you have there, Dave. So as you might have seen by now, the WWE, we do press conferences a little bit differently. So I have a question. No, are you ready? That's not WWE style. I said, are you ready? That's more like it. And Brock Lesnar had better be ready, because I'll tell you what, this Sunday at the biggest event we have, if I can get my neck out, Brock Lesnar is going to learn the lesson of a lifetime this Sunday at WrestleMania 29. I'm all grown up now, and I
listen and learn the true star, and I'm finally getting my time. That's his wife coming out. My spot. I'm going to be here for a minute, sonny boy, if you like it or
not. Why you think about chicks and whips? I'm on the outdoor, laid back. Make it full screen, please.
Executive hat on, not your Triple H hat.
That was... Talking about how I was going to beat Brock Lesnar.
Like, remember the business stuff that we need to address.
And sorry.
You want to blow off some steam, slap Fandango around a little bit?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'll wait out here.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
So that's what he does.
My husband's obviously a little bit worked up, but that's explainable because we all are. WrestleMania is only 3 days away.
See, he's going to talk business.
And when we talk about WrestleMania and the theme of WrestleMania, which is coming home, it couldn't be more true.
I'm coming home.
In 1925, my great-grandfather, Jess McMahon, started promoting events.
All right, so we're gonna keep... This is pretty cool. I hope you guys are into with this. I know some people are. I mean, this is what we do. We play clips. There's not too many other clips to play. We're getting ready for WrestleMania!
Start of WrestleMania week here in New York.
It is! All right, let's fast forward to some other press conferences.
Welcome to the WrestleMania press conference. I'm Michael Cole, voice of WWE, as we head towards Sunday. And, of course, the greatest event in live entertainment known as WrestleMania.
Oh, so look at this. Fandango breaks it up.
About so many things to do. So many people here today. So many of our superstars and divas as well. And it's just going to be a wonderful event as we head into...
There he comes out, Isaac. Fun. Bang hoes. What do you think? He looks embarrassed to be dancing like just in front of everybody, huh? Oh, he's got a new chick?
It's the same girl.
No, I thought she was a... This is a blonde now, huh? Fun dango. He needs a plumber. Fandango, give me some Dickie Dribble the movies. Fan bingo, Fandango. Yes, where he is dancing. And that's enough of that, huh? Why don't you tell me to stop singing and stuff? You don't want to hear what Fandango says, right? He doesn't say anything. It's still Michael Cole up there. What else goes on? That's when Triple H comes out. Oh, no. This is when the boss man. Let's see what he says. Because did he say something about throwing a wrench into things or changing something up? Did he say that on Raw?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Thank you very much. Wow, it's here. This is a dream come true. For me personally, for my family.
All right, man. We don't want to hear all that stuff.
Some of the world's greatest athletes in terms of sports. In terms of entertainment at WrestleMania 1, there was Muhammad Ali as a guest referee, Billy Martin, who happened to be sober that day, as the guest timekeeper, actually guest ring announcer. Liberace was the guest timekeeper. Cyndi Lauper was on hand as well, along with Mr. T, who actually competed. So
what WrestleMania was and is
today is a hybrid of all these forms of sports entertainment all together. There's nothing like it in the world. Nothing comes close to it. It's so unique, so extraordinary.
It's dancing so in the
rock. Right there. Thrilling. That's what I saw.
Many of you
huh?
perhaps have been to the pyramids. Some of you perhaps have heard the mating call of the Antarctica seals.
See, that's what CM Punk was making fun of. He was making fun of McMahon. We got the. That's awesome. I'm not here to talk about pyramids or all this other stuff. All right, so this is. Wait a minute. We'll hear what Cena said then.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. That's what he says.
Before John leaves, we'd like to invite the WWE champion, The Rock, out to the stage for a photo op with Cena.
Now I got
to
face off with the champ. I finished second last year. I finished second. Second's not too bad.
What's he talking about, finishing second? So here's CM Punk. That is CM Punk. The Rock and who?
John Cena.
So they just look at each other. Come on, punch him. Look at that belt. Look at all them diamonds. They're laughing at each other. Come on, swing. Look at this. I haven't heard this song. Wow. Come on, hit him.
He's not going to hit him.
Let's see like a good boxing face off. Like boxing, I mean. All right, anyway, so let's keep going. So they're coming home. Yeah, coming home. Whoa, Big Show's up there. Alberto Doritos. Look, at Punk is out there with the two for a photo op. You can tell Punk don't talk to too many people in the locker room. He's always in the back. He doesn't want to be next to people. You know, when they all come out for something and Punk's there too, you can tell he's like distant from all them freaks.
Wow, he worked up his muscles.
Who's the twins? I like the twins are back. Twins are back. Yeah. Oh, put their hands up. It's going to be a good WrestleMania. Backstage access stuff. Man. Let's see what the twins are talking about.
It's all our different events, our fan access, and the fact that every day we have something fun to do. We get to dress up.
So this is the end of it. We're going to get out of here. One more look at the intense rivalry between CM Punk and The Undertaker.
Don't be a bully, be funky.
Yeah, that's right. Don't be a bully, be funky, you guys. Have a good night. WrestleMania tomorrow night. It's going down, Isaac, right?
Yeah.
Take it easy, you guys. We're gonna let this ride for you. WWE Family Podcast. Follow us, iTunes. Do everything, you know.
GameTheCorner.com.
Go CM Punk.
Boo CM Punk.
Go Punk.
Boo.
Punk.
Boom.
Brock Lesnar.
Awesome. Boom.
I want to extend my heartfelt condolences for your loss at WrestleMania. To Paul Bearer, you will always be perfect. 20-0. But to everybody else, you're going to be 20-1.
The only legacy or memory I care about is my own.
Up in the air! Does this man have no shame?
What I'm trying to do is getting The Undertaker's head.
That is the ultimate act of disrespect.
Oh, yeah! Undertaker! Oh.
Paul wants you to know something. That WrestleMania, if you get counted out or disqualified, it's still a loss.
This means everything to The Undertaker, and it doesn't mean a damn thing to me. An Undertaker at WrestleMania, you and your perfect record will rest in peace.
Punk, the disrespect that you've shown Paul Bearer, defeating you is no longer good enough. The streak may come to an end Sunday, but you will never live to talk about it.
Heyman?
That's Punk!
The Undertaker's coming for my soul, and the only thing I'm concerned about is beating him.
It's over! It's over, dead man! The one in 20-1.
And I promise you, every time somebody thinks about WrestleMania, they're gonna think about CM Punk.
I am the one in 20-1.